Chapter 4. Yawney Valley Science and Letters Academy had a school picture day tradition that went back 5 principles. Each year, the whole student body, the faculty, and the staff would assemble on the lawn in front of the school. Principal Barkin, in Yawney Valley there had always been a Principal Barkin, would take his place at the front of the group. Then everyone would tilt their heads toward a photographer standing on the gymnasium roof, who would snap a picture that would hang in the halls forever. Here is the picture from 1883. The cow was not a student, but it frequently grazed on the grounds. From 1937, look, it's Jimmy Barkin, known to his students as the Smiling Principal, and to his family as the Family Shame. And 1972, that's current principal Barry Barkin, then a student, standing next to his father, former principal Bertrand Barkin, then a principal, right there in the front row. After lunch, the school bell rang 3 times, which was the signal for everyone to gather. "Okay, everyone," Principal Barkin was shouting into a megaphone. "Clump up, let's clump up. I want everybody clumped this instant so we can get back to class as soon as possible. And while we are clumping, I would like to remind teachers to please talk a little bit faster this afternoon to make up for the instructional time we are losing by taking this photograph." Students wandered the lawn trying to find their friends. Only half the teachers had made their way outside, and most of those were talking in a smaller clump over by the parking lot. "One clump," said Principal Barkin. "One clump right here on the front lawn. Why is it that people are always clumping until you ask them to clump when they...
"Scatter?" offered Niles, who was standing to Principal Barkin's right.
"Yes, scatter. No, do not scatter. That was the end to my previous sentence, and not an instruction to scatter, which is the opposite of what you should be doing." Eventually, everyone made their way to the front lawn. Barkin cut through the crowd and took his place at the front.
"Look," said Stuart. "Flowers!"
"Yes," Barkin smiled. He'd noticed them on his way to work. Last night, on the lawn, a blanket of field violets.